This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to that Millwall podcast. On the back of 3 wins, 1 draw, Millwall undefeated in 4. Super Neil Harris is in the house and affecting us in all sorts of ways and making us all tingle inside, let's be honest. Joining myself, I've got Ben with me. Hello, mate. How are you?
Evening, mate. How you doing?
Living on the cloud, mate. Joe is with us as well. How are you doing, Joe?
Yeah, I'm good, Omar. How you doing, Ben? You all right?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. Seems like it's been a while for certainly us three. Been on the show. Yeah. Well, I haven't been on with you for a while, Joe, so looking forward to this as ever.
No, that's right. Whereas I try and speak to you, you're either on a train getting pissed with Omar or Stephen or anyone else, you know, but me. So, no offence.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Neil Harris is back. He's obviously had that effect on us, hasn't he, lads? I mean, look, we've picked up results. We're on a cloud at the moment. I mean, I know I am, and obviously we sugarcoat it with the performances and, you know, maybe it's not been that great, you could say, on the eye, but I felt like Saturday, obviously we won 1-0 against Birmingham, 90th minute winner, Ben, you know, Tanganga coming up with the goal. It's just like it's a cloud at the moment, I feel like I'm on, and it's getting better and better, it feels like. Obviously we've got Leeds on Sunday, tough place to go, and we'll talk about that later on, but it's just, how do you feel, mate, after the last 4 games, really?
Well, I was going to say you can't ask for more, but The only way you could have asked more is if we'd have beaten Blackburn, obviously. But looking back now, I think we spoke in depth. Obviously, you come up Tuesday night, mate, and we'd spoken at the beginning of the week. Would we have taken 4 points, however way that came? And we all said yes. So, yeah, look, fantastic what we've achieved in a short space of time. Neil's touched upon it in his interviews. We've all spoken about it. Do you know what? I think, yeah, football hasn't been particularly aesthetically pleasing, shall we say, but we're getting results. That's the main thing. We're climbing the table. So, yeah, so we can ask for, and everyone seems to be buzzing. So, yeah, brilliant.
Long way to continue, definitely. I mean, Joe, that's it, isn't it? You know, if you said to me 3 weeks ago, if I said to you 3 weeks ago, we're going to go to Southampton and win, we're going to win our 2 home games and get a draw at Blackburn on a Tuesday night and pick up 10 out of possible 12. Okay, even though it's not been pretty, and obviously I'm getting excited and carried away as I always do with Millwall, and I'm always quick to bring myself back down as well and go, look, the job's not done, and we're on 43 points, you know, we're kind of pulling away from it, and we've got a 5-point buffer to the bottom three. It's just, it's what a whirlwind of the last few weeks has been since Harris come back in, mate.
Yeah, it's just been unbelievable when you think about, like you say, 10 points from possible 12. The football hasn't been great to watch. I mean, I think everyone would agree on that. But weirdly, the atmosphere is sort of like creeping back. And normally, the atmosphere is only there if the team gives you the performance for you to sort of cheer about and scoring goals. But it says a lot when we're conceding a lot of possession, not creating many chances, but yet the fans connecting with the players and they can feel the passion, the energy, the determination from our players who are giving it absolutely everything, you know. And yeah, it's been a position we're in. I'm really grateful for it because, you know, with these 10 points we've gained in these last 4 games, we'll be sitting second or bottom with like 33 points, I think. And for those people, including myself, who probably thought, you know, give Edwards time and I'm sure he could turn it around, I really don't think Edwards would be able to get 10 points out of 12 like Harris has done. And if he didn't do that, we'd be in a really bad situation at the moment, especially with other teams all around us picking up points. So it's incredible and I'm over the moon. And yeah, hope that continues for a few more games and we get some safety.
Definitely. I think, Ben, for me, it's like Joe mentioned there, I personally wouldn't have seen it happen under Edwards. It's easy to say now, obviously, on the back of what Harris has done and obviously four results. And this, like I said, there's still a job to be done there. But I think for me, it's like also beating teams like Birmingham who are down there with us, but then also going to Southampton. And there's a wide variation of fixtures in there, isn't there? But whatever he's done, and we've seen it, it's not been pretty, but it's effective and it's working. And it's Neil Harris at his finest, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to touch upon the Edwards piece, I mean, we obviously did our chat, didn't we, and just spoke about it at the time. And we both said that we thought even if we did go down, we'd keep him. But I was probably one of the hardest of keep Joe Edwards, no matter what brigade. But do you know what? It completely flipped in a week. And I remember texting my dad and being like, Dad, I can't see us winning the game for the rest of the year. Mm. So absolutely not. It would have been a cricket score against Southampton, I feel like. So, yeah, the turnaround's been amazing. And I can only imagine what the confidence must have been like in the group at that point when, obviously, Harris come in. It must have been at absolute rock bottom. So even more credit has to go to him and the team. And let's give the players a lot of credit because they haven't been great. I don't think they shone under Edwards or particularly helped him at times. But the fact they've been able to grind these results out does just show, as Joe said, they are giving it everything. They are probably, a lot of them are playing for maybe contracts for next year. Maybe they're looking at that as well. But to be able to turn it around and get 10 points in the four games has been nothing short of surpassing everything that I thought we'd be able to achieve in that space of time, to be honest.
On the yin and yang of that, like, I mean, back to you, Ben, on that one. Like, you know, what has changed? Why are the players suddenly giving a shit? I mean, I'm not saying they weren't previously, but everyone's talking about how Harris has simplified it. But let's try and move away from that point. Like, what is different? I mean, I mentioned obviously to you boys, and I was going to bring it up in this, but after the game on Saturday, it's on Mill TV if you pay for the subscription, guys. But, you know, Cooper is in an interview and he's asked the question about, you know, how do you feel that Harris is back? And Cooper can't even get the words out. He's like, I love the man, he says, and he's just beaming with smiles. And if you've got the subscription, you're not seeing it yet, go and watch that last 30 seconds of the interview. He's beaming. And even Mitchell today, like, saying how, like, the aura of the man being back in the building. That's Mitchell, obviously, who's come through the academy and knows what Neil Harris is about and what he did. But what is the difference, Ben? Like, why are the players suddenly doing what they're doing?
Well, I think you just touched the point there. I mean, the aura of Harris coming back, he would have just come in and had such a presence, I'd imagine, in that changing room and just said, look, what's been going on probably hasn't been acceptable. I'd imagine there have been a lot of hard truths been banded about in early meetings or in early conversations with the group. But yeah, we have simplified it. But I don't, and again, this is pure speculation. We'd spoken about it a lot, and something that you were quite keen in pointing out that maybe Edwards's post-match interviews weren't lending himself to the group. The group weren't particularly happy with the things he was saying. I can imagine Neil is probably a very, very good man manager. And I'd imagine, as I say, he's probably just got that bit of motivation back in the team, giving them the hard truths, as I've said, and probably just told them what's expected as a Millwall team. He keeps mentioning it in his interviews, what the fans expect. Mm-hmm. So I'd imagine he just relayed that back to the players. But yeah, look, we have simplified it, but I'd imagine he's just given the players a bit of confidence and told them what's expected.
Definitely. I mean, Joe, a couple of things on that, what Ben just said. I mean, one thing about Harris, he simplified it, he has done, but also in his interview, again, after the game on Saturday, he's like, a Millwall team is not about doing 40 passes around the bat. This is actually what he said word for word. It's not about 40 passes around the bat. It's getting the ball into the final third and playing. Something I've banged the drum about a lot anyway, because that's what I resonate with a successful Millwall side. But also on the point about his interviews and Edwards, obviously you was quite on the side of with Edwards, like the individual mistakes and such. But individual mistakes always happen in a team game. And maybe there was quite a few happening. But I felt like at the time, and I feel it now as well, like he highlighted these mistakes and then it made it more of a thing for fans to get on the players' back, I felt like, and add him more to the fire. Obviously, with Harris, obviously, like I said, simplifying the game, but in the interview styles, I mean, how do you feel now when you look at that? Because suddenly the mistakes have stopped, albeit one mistake in four games. It's the same bunch of players, isn't it, mate? And I know it's obviously tactics, formations and stuff, but it is so chalk and cheese, isn't it? It's almost ridiculous to even conceive, really, when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I remember hearing him say that and I did think to myself, like, oof, like, is he sort of throwing Jay Edwards under the bus a little bit there? You know, because he had a little bit of a dig. But I think all he's trying to do, again, call it good management, the way he sort of chose his words there, I think he was more just trying to say, listen, you know, you get these players to play to their strengths and you get a different performance out of them. You know, I think he's trying to protect them in some sort of ways. Obviously, you mentioned about the mistakes that were happening under Joe Edwards, and there were far too many. I mean, the amount of goals we conceded and every goal was stemmed from a mistake. All I could think of is, at the moment, you can see our defensive line is a lot deeper than what we were playing under Edwards. Mm-hmm. I think Chats mentioned it on his last review of the Birmingham game, that I think under Harris, I think we've only had like two offsides in the last four games. I think we've given away something ridiculous like that, and that says a lot that we're not allowing a lot of space behind our back four at the moment. Mm. And because we are playing so deep, you know, the defenders are allowed to see the ball in front of them rather than the ball we play behind them, and that has a massive contributing factor, I think, in how we're set up. And we're not, you know, giving chances away behind us. We're not making mistakes, obviously, and not conceding goals. So, yeah, I mean, how many goals we conceded? Is it one or two now after the last four games?
Three out of four. Because wait, no, two out of four. Yeah, two out of four.
We conceded games against Southampton. We conceded
two clean sheets at home. Two goals conceded away from
that's
home.
That's it. Yeah. So it's not bad, is it? And I think a lot of that is just how we basically sort of set up. And as you said, Omar, you know, he is simplifying the way we're playing. We're playing to our strengths now. Our defenders are to just defend and not necessarily, you know, try and play split passes through the thirds, you know. And yeah, they seem a lot more confident in what they've been asked to do.
I think
it's so funny to actually probably sit here now, and we're all probably just fickle football fans, but you look back and you go, well, yeah, why can't Cooper play a forward pass along the floor, try and knock it into midfield? Why can't he run 5 yards of it? And then you just actually think and go, well, he's a 6'9" giant who wants to head the ball to tackle. So let's just.
This is, yeah. I think what I'll say to you guys, Simon, as well, with Edwards, is like, you're like, well, he's not actually making that many changes. I felt like he was. Like, he was playing players in positions where they didn't want to be. And that was something I always thought. Like, Cooper doesn't want to be running down the left-hand channel defending his own box. I'd always say that to you, like, Cooper's just, leave him in the middle. Let him just screen the ball and clear it away and hoof it and kick it and bite it. And do you know what I mean? Like, that's what Cooper does. And probably give away a cheap foul once in a while. But that's just Jake Cooper, isn't it? And I think it's just isolating their mistakes and kind of trying to nullify them happening in the first place, really, because that's not their game, really. I mean, we mentioned the home games, obviously, two clean sheets in a row. I've done a little bit of digging on stats, and I don't know if you two both saw it. I think I put it in the chat. I don't know if you saw it, Joe, but I said, obviously, about Neil Harris. I put it on Twitter as well, because I felt like, for me anyway, and I feel like you would all agree with me, I know my mates did at the time, I'd walk away from games under Rowett, under Edwards, and go, you know, with 16,000-17,000 fans in that ground, and, you know, obviously 14,000 Mill fans there that are like trying to get the atmosphere going. It's gone dull. And I always walk out after a 0-0 or 1-0 defeat, or sometimes even worse, and go, cool, if Harris was in charge today, we'd have won that. And I know it's so simplified and simple to say, but look, he's had two games at home now, two 1-0 wins, both from set pieces, both have not been great. And I know it's like trying to paper over that, but there is an aura to that. And I feel like, and there's something to that with what Harris, the connection he has with the club. And I've looked into the numbers. He's had 20 games at home, over 14,000 attendance, 12 wins, 6 draws, 2 defeats. That's a 60% win rate. Gary Rowett, on the other hand, had 29 games with a high gate. I think obviously more games in the Championship kind of makes sense with attendance figures there, but also highlights what Rowett did to get the fans constantly there, I suppose, in a sense. So give me his credit. But he had a 44.83% win rate in comparison with 9 defeats, 7 draws and 13 wins. I mean, I'll come to you on that one, Joe, because obviously, like, that was that feeling I had, and I looked at the numbers and it kind of backs it up. Neil Harris put him in front of a full house den, get the crowd on the sides, and it kind of, the result doesn't take care of itself. The players still got to deliver, but that kind of relationship between the players and the crowd is suddenly back, just like that. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, there's no one better than Neil Harris to identify that and realise, yeah, that is one of our biggest strengths under him as a manager, but also before that as a player. And he's experienced it. He knows how important a den can be when we're with the players. And truth be told, I don't think Rowett ever sort of like utilised that. I don't think he ever saw that as an advantage. And I don't think Joe Edwards played to the fans much either. But you see Harris, you know, he's very animated. He's very connected to the Millwall fans. He's often sort of like looking at the fans and, you know, punching his fist in the air or telling the fans to come on, get behind the players and stuff, you know. And to utilise the fans in that way, you can act as a 12th man. I mean, how many times have we heard players say it? You know, well, the fans have been incredible and they've really helped push us along. And in the games, you know, we've seen previously with Rowett and Joe Edwards in charge, I don't really think the fans were that behind them. You know, they're kind of just more of just spectators and just there to kind of watch the game a little bit. It did feel very, very flat. Hence the reason why our home records, particularly under Rowett, was so poor, I felt. You know, we didn't really win many at home. We won quite a lot away from home. But I think Harris has changed that immediately. And, you know, I don't want to make any sort of like wild predictions here, but I can't see us losing at home for the rest of the season. Yeah, we may draw a few, but under Harris, you can just see that he won't allow that to happen. Yeah, he won't let the players do that. He won't let the fans drop their passion, you know, and he'll make sure that that home form will continue. And I hope it does. Two wins out of two. It's not a bad start, is it?
So I even went on. We're going to beat Leicester.
Well, look, I
put if you pass Harris at the moment, he's working miracles.
I even went on Sky Bet when he first came in just to joke, and I was like trying to request a bet. They didn't reply to it. I was like, but I requested a bet Mills to be undefeated at home for the rest of the season. I'm trying my best to stop myself from going too far away with this, because I love the man, and Ben knows that last week when we was having many a conversation whilst we were in Blackburn. Like, I can't, it's just, it's not about performances now, it's about results. And he just got that, hasn't he? And it's like, I don't think he would have expected this, Ben, like the three wins and one draw. I can't see him thinking he would have got that when he first came in.
No, like I said it, beyond expectations, I'd imagine. You don't know, because again, arguably maybe a discussion point for a bit later, but this would be far and away, I'd imagine, Harris's strongest squad he's managed with us. Like, it's a good group of players that we've got. Well, on paper, at least, it would seem to me it's the strongest squad that he's managed. So maybe he did come in, and maybe that's why he took the job. Maybe he thought, actually, I can get more out of this group. So, yeah, but I suppose if you look at any, you'd have said 10 points from his four games, he probably would have said, yeah, hold on a minute, maybe not. But, yeah, I think... Look, just going back to the connection, and he just understands, doesn't he? He just gets it. There's nothing really more to say than that. And even now, you just listen to his interviews. If you want to put a smile on your face as a Mill fan, just listen to any of his match interviews, midweek interviews, whatever, and you just smile, don't you? You just sit there and nod and go, I love him. He gets it. He understands us. And that's it. Even the other day, he'd said about us not being that good in possession. So he even played to maybe some of the critics about the football at the minute, me being included. And it ticked that box as well, because he kind of said he knows we can be better and he wants us to be better. But at the minute, the results are the main thing. So, yeah, he just, as I say, there's nothing more to say. He gets us. And, yeah, it's so deep-rooted with him, isn't it? On every level. It's not just like an ex-player coming back and managing us. He is Mr. Millwall, ultimately. Well, certainly for fans, I'd say our age.
It's not just a saying when you say he bleeds blue. Yeah,
just cut out there, Ben, didn't hear you. Sorry, mate.
It's not just a saying, though, is it, when we say he bleeds blue, is it, Joe? I mean, I know it's... And it's it is that affection. He's the all-time leading goal scorer for the club. Had, two, three spells as player, two spells now as manager. You know, he does bleed blue. He does. And there's no other way of looking at that, I suppose. I think, obviously, one thing about the performances, I suppose, I want to come to you on, but that first half performance on Saturday, albeit this is a Birmingham side as well, before the game, and I was looking, and I was done the Friday Night Live last week, the chap came on, you was on as well, Joe, he's saying, we rested some of our players during the week, and we've really got an eye on Saturday, and we can't underestimate that, albeit they were really poor, they're without their manager, and they're struggling at the moment, and they lost tonight as well, thank you Middlesbrough, done us a right favour there, lost 1-0, but, you know, that first half performance, I thought, it shows we can create chances in this side. You get the players in the wide areas. You put balls in the box. Even Obafemi, like, I thought he was one of our best players on Saturday for grafting-wise, you know? Like, Leonard was amazing. But even Obafemi, he ran the channels. He'd done the doggies. Me and Ben were talking about on Tuesday night at Blackburn. Like, I can't see Obafemi doing it. But on Saturday, I think he covered the most ground in the forward areas. It was ridiculous. But he's got that. We can see the chances and performances brewing there a little bit as the confidence is growing this side.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with every game, you know, talk about Obafemi, I think every game he's going to get fitter. He's going to get more confident. He's going to get stronger, obviously quicker. And more importantly, he's going to learn the Harris way. A lot of those players there have worked with Harris before. They know what expected. They know what he wants them to do. It's the new players that are having to adapt. And to be honest with you, I think they're adapting quite quickly. Joe Bryan, you know, when he first was signed by Mill, I had really high hopes for him. I liked him, you know, in his early days playing for Fulham. I thought, what a signing, but we've never really seen, you know, the true player there. And everyone sort of like questioned his desire and his willingness to kind of like go into tackles and work hard. And let's be honest, I don't think we've probably seen 100% for Joe Bryan. We've probably seen 80, 70% of him. But that last game, I mean, I think even one player of the match, didn't he? Which was voted by whoever it was voted by. And he just looked really, really up for it. He looked so secure in that left-back spot defensively on the ball going forward, to the point that I never thought Danny McNamara would come out of that team. I thought he'll stay at left-back for the rest of the season. But after seeing Joe Bryan, for example, I think he's adapted so well. He slotted right in there. Again, Obafemi completed 90 minutes, working really hard. You know, we've seen a different side of Obafemi. And as he gets a bit fitter, he's kind of doing the Bradshaw bit, which I think, you know, every manager likes them to do. And again, it's probably not his strength. It's not something that he's used to doing in the past, but he's having to do it. And he's having to adapt. And I think that's what Harris wants. Yeah, Harris wants players to play for the badge. He said it from day one. You know, you got to play for the shirt. You got to fight. You know, it's important when you play for Millwall. You got to give it all, your all. And I'm not saying there's players on the bench that are not giving their all, but certainly he's choosing the players who he believes out there that are going to go out, you know, and fight for us and do what we can. And so far, it's working, isn't it?
Definitely. I think you're right to pick up Bryan. I mean, Ben, I thought he just offered that bit of balance, didn't he? A left-footed player, a left-back. I mean, I agree with Joe there. Like, I thought Danny Matt was brilliant and made one mistake and quite harsh to leave him out, maybe, I suppose. But then maybe Harris is waiting for the opportunity to bring him in because he's suspended for the first couple of games. And yeah, he looked at home, just brought that balance to the left side, like I said there, and was brilliant on Saturday as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always a fan of having a left-footer on the left. Just it just brings that natural balance in it to the side. Mm. But Danny Matt has been brilliant. But yeah, an interesting one again there. But I'd imagine, again, it's just Harris instilling into Joe Bryan the values of what he needs to show on the pitch, right? Because he's clearly got that ability to graft and look solid defensively and look like he wants it a bit more, because we've seen it now under Harris. So is it just going back to that man management side of Harris getting that out of him and maybe Joe and obviously Rowett towards the early part of the season not getting that out of him? So again, this plays to what we've just said in terms of what Harris has done with this squad and then what with this group of players.
I always felt that players were playing for Joe Edwards, and yeah, people were questioning, you know, are they playing more for Joe Edwards than they did for Gary Rowett. But I tell you what, you see a difference in these players under Harris. And in some ways, whether it's inexperience, whether because he was quite young, Joe Edwards, you kind of almost get the feeling that looking back, were the players taking the piss out of him a little bit? You know, were they not respecting him? Because the likes of Joe Bryan was just, you know, rocking up. It's almost like he's having a training match. Yeah, he wasn't really sort of showing that much care. But you can tell Harris is a no-nonsense type of manager, and he will be saying to these players, listen, when you cross that line, you need to fucking give me 100%. You've got to give me all of it, you know, or you're not going to feature and play back in the side again. And he's been quite bold and very brave in dropping players like Casper and Norton Cuffey. So he's showing the squad, listen, I don't care how good you are, unless you're willing to give me 100% and leave it all out on the pitch, you ain't playing for me. And I think that's almost like a wake-up call to Joe Bryan there, thinking, well, actually, you know what? This guy ain't messing about, you know. I need to perform. I need to get on that pitch. I need to give him everything, otherwise he ain't going to play me anymore. So again, hats off to Neil Harris. Yeah, I think he's working wonders, not just tactically, but also motivating the players to get the best out of them.
I think a lot of that comes down to accountability. Sorry, Ben, to cut in there. But I think, like, also, like I said about the interviews and stuff of Edwards, like, coming out and criticising the players, Harris is like, these are my players. Like, they're not his players. Like, some of them are still from when he was here, but he's coming straight away going, my players, my team. With Edwards, it'd be like individual mistakes from blah, blah, pointing the finger elsewhere, not, you know, whereas Harris saying, my players, my team, I won't account the belief for this, and don't give them the abuse, give me the abuse. You know what I mean? And I think that's what I feel like. It's a real kind of, it's an experienced manager way of looking at things, I suppose, Ben.
I suppose, a
little bit. Yeah. It's like he's been around the block a few times, and are you going to say something anyway, Ben? What would you want to say?
Well, I was actually just going to chuck out a question to you guys. It's a completely hypothetical one, and mine in an absolute perfect world. But do you think that if we'd have shown this desire, I don't want to say work rate, because there was a lot of stats that showed that we actually worked harder or made more, we've done more high pressing, all that sort of stuff under Edwards. But let's just say desire and understand what it meant to be in a Millwall team, coupled with what we were trying to do under Edwards, do you think we'd have seen more success? Because there was elements of it for me that we just got a bit soft, and it was every time, like with the stats, right? Every time we went 1-0 down, we hadn't picked up points for X amount of time. So Do you think it has just been a desire change, a man management change, and just an...
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Instilling Millwall way into the players again with Harris. So, yeah, do you think if we had that with Edwards coupled with his, what we were trying to do technically, it almost would have been a perfect combination?
Shall I go first? I mean, yeah, I still think it's square pegs and round holes, a little bit of Edwards. You know, he was trying to get players to do something that they weren't capable of doing. Yeah, if they showed the same desire and willingness like they have been doing under Harris, I don't think we would have conceded and lost as many games or by the many goals we had previously. But I don't really think he would have got a shoot.
Ultimately, we'd have got beat in those games.
Yeah, I think so. Because again, the players have been exposed, haven't they? They're playing out their comfort zone. They've been asked to do things they're not comfortable doing. And I think any person, whether you're playing football, whether you're, I don't know, you're doing anything in life, if someone's asked you to do something you're not comfortable with, you're not going to be confident. If you're getting asked to do it time and time and time again, week by week and week, it ain't going to help your confidence. It's going to knock your confidence. And you can see the players there were very, very, you know, fragile. Yeah, they're making wrong decisions, making errors, conceding goals. Suddenly, you're asking players to play to their strength in a system that works and favours them. And every week, they're building their confidence and they're looking like they're confident players at the moment. Look like they're going to win these games.
Yeah, I think I echo exactly that's what I was going to go out, to be honest with your point there. I think he's just brought that feel-good factor back. And I don't think there's no correlation you can say, but even like the under-18s and 21s winning on the weekend, what the under-18s won 12-0 and the 21s won 7-0. There's no direct correlation to what's going on. But the feel-good factor around the club, around the place, that's all going to rub off on everyone amongst the players, amongst the club, amongst the staff, amongst the fans, you know. And I think there's a lot to be said about that. Like, okay, maybe Edwards needed that result, but then he got three results at Christmas and then it all went wrong again afterwards. I suppose one thing I was going to say is what's going to derail this? I mean, Leeds on Sunday, that's a big name. If you're going to go to one side that's maybe, you know, since 2024 started 1-11, drawn one in the league, that's, but then that's international break afterwards, a chance maybe to recoup and go again afterwards. And I think, you know, he's kept the same side throughout. That's probably a big factor to it as well. But I mean, for me, it's injuries, isn't it? We've not had any injuries, really. And I think, I don't want to tempt fate there, but keeping this settled side, you know, he's got the players he's chosen there, hasn't he, Joe? Like, he's got his settled side, he's going to keep it. I suppose the only thing that could derail it is injuries or that kind of, you know, something that's out of his hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very good point you mentioned there about the injuries. And again, I don't want to jinx anything for Sunday's game. But, you know, the players are not asked to probably cover as much ground as they did under Joe Edwards. Again, Joe Edwards is asking the player a very, very high line. They're asked to kind of attack, you know, get into those areas. And then they're asking to sort of defend and drop deep. And a lot of these players are covering a lot of grass. And hence the reason why so many players did pick up so many injuries. At the moment, you know, we're asked to sort of defend, if you like. And with that, you know, even like sort of Leonard, for example, he's looked pretty decent. And but he's not been asked to kind of bomb up front, is he? Or making loads of runs and track back and do 50, 60 meter sprints, you know. So again, I think that the players are probably coping better in that fact that they're not probably doing as much running around as they did under Joe Edwards, but equally they're making up with the determination. With the Leeds game in mind, against a different mindset, yeah, when the question was asked to Harris in the interview about Leeds, he kind of smiled. Yeah, he's actually looking forward to the Leeds games. As a player, he said, I've always looked forward to Leeds games. As a manager, I always look forward to Leeds games. So when you've got a manager that's stepping into that arena with that kind of confidence, with that kind of goal, in the sense that I'm up for this, I'm up for the challenge, you can't help but feel that's going to filter out to the rest of the squad and the players. They're going to feel it as well. And they're going to go in there with no fear, you know. And I'm not saying we're going to go and beat them, but listen, we beat Southampton away. Who say we can't do the same to Leeds?
You just know Leeds fans have got that clip ready to go, though, Ben, haven't they? They're like Leeds social media posts. they've got it locked and loaded to go. But I think on that, obviously, we mentioned that Cataract Joe's point a little bit about less running, but I think we was all surprised when we played Blackburn. You know, he kept the same midfield and he's done the same again. And we're like, surely he's going to change it. Savile Mitchell can't play all these games, but they have been. And, you know, it's keeping that settled side has been quite key, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've had a week's rest now. So I don't expect too many changes again, to be honest. He's going to keep with what's been working. They have been brilliant. I was amazed that certainly Sav, I just thought now probably three quick games, he might have been the one to drop out. But yeah, look, they've all been brilliant, really. Can't really fault any of them. But yeah, so that week's rest that we're going to have now, I can't imagine we'll be changing it for Sunday. And just on that, I know we're going to come on to it in more detail.
Come on, let's come to Leeds now. Let's do it.
It was a weird one we spoke before we come on to the live, yeah. Joe. I said to him, I'd spoken to my Leeds mate, and I went, I can see us losing 6-0, but I can also see us winning 1-0 and them having 98% possession. So make of that what you will. You've got no idea. I don't think they'll beat us 6-0 because it's Leeds, right? And they're obviously flying at the minute, not for any other reason. But going back to Harris's comments, look, yeah, we should be looking forward to it. I don't think you can draw too many comparisons, but the Kenny Jacketts here, and when we were playing them in League One all the time, we never feared them. Everyone looked forward to those games. There was never a fear about playing Leeds, maybe because they were on a bit of a downward trend at the time. But yeah, there was no fear. It was looking forward to it. Unbelievable atmospheres. And as you said, I mean, if he's smiling and saying, yeah, almost, let's have it, let's bring it on, then if he can instill that mentality into the players on Sunday, hopefully they are all absolutely buzzing, looking forward to it like all the fans will be Sunday. So yeah, maybe we can dig out a result.
It's just hope, isn't it? That's the key word there. It's giving us hope.
You've got it back now, right?
It's the exact same way I felt going to Southampton. Like, I was like, we're probably going to get battered today, but what if? And then under Edwards, we lost that, but what if? It's like that's a bit of hope in the back of your head. You're like...
Prime example, like, obviously, I was away at the time and I said to the boy, it's Mill and Tram, we always do the double when we're on holiday. And I said, look, at the time, obviously, early in the week, I was like, we've got absolutely no chance when Edwards was still there. Then Harris come back and I was like, lads, we could win now Saturday. Like, it's just going to be such a buzz. We could win. And I feel like that again. I feel like that. Like, I do think we could win Sunday.
we think that. And I really do believe that the players think that as well. I mean, I remember seeing an interview with Ian Fleming a week or so ago. And I think he kind of alluded to the fact that they're kind of going to these games thinking, you know what, we're not going to concede. And we're probably going to nick a goal. And he's all right with that, which is quite surprising. You think someone with his kind of technical ability and skill and how we kind of like to praise Ian Fleming, you think he'd be against that. He want to be playing expansive football, attacking football, creating chances. But he's on board. You know, he's like, yeah, we're gonna rock up. We're going to be hard to beat. We're going to work our socks off. And we might nick a goal and win it, you know. And I think, at the end of the day, I think that there's a game plan there now. The boys, they know what they need to do. You know, they've done it against Southampton. They've done it against Watford. You know, there's no difference in Leeds. Okay, you know, they're a decent side, but we'll let them have the ball. We'll concede possession. We'll know we'll get our chances, whether it be for a set piece or whatever it might be, but we will get a chance. And so we score and defend. Yeah, guess what? We'll end up winning, won't we?
I think Stephen mentioned it last week, I think, to me. It might have been whilst we were together, Ben, as well. But he's like, with Fleming, like, he's been there with Fortuna Sittard a bit. And like, I think I've mentioned as well, his character and stuff's kind of shone through last few weeks. And it's obvious it has. I think he likes thriving off that challenge. And I mean, Ben, on Tuesday, albeit, you know, on the way back, we was debating it and stuff like that. But like, it was like, the ball's missing him. He's not enjoying this. But he is oddly enjoying it, I think, isn't he? I think he's enjoying the idea that he could be the match winner that could turn up in these games, I feel like, maybe.
Well, that was actually the only thing we did agree on the train back, mate. We said that if it was going over his head.
That and the game was shit.
The ball's going over his head. Ben was like, what's the point of playing Fleming? He's fucking ball's going over his head the whole time.
If we're going to set up and be hard to beat, he was non-existent. Yeah. Why not get an extra midfielder in there? So, but look, absolute credit to him. As you said, he does seem like he's kind of puffed his chest out a bit and kind of been like, okay, well, we know what we're doing now. And let's bring it on. So credit to him. He's not going to be shining in this Harris system. He's not going to be scoring bundles of goals now towards the end of the season, I can't imagine. So
we see a different side to him, we, as you say there, Ben. And I don't know whether you picked up on this against Birmingham. When they go in the little huddle before the game, I was watching sort of into who was saying what, and it wasn't Cooper talking. It was Zio Fleming, who literally had them all in a huddle and pointing the finger and talking to him, almost like as a captain would do. And I looked at it, I thought, look at that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You've got Cooper there who's a captain, but yet you've got Zio Fleming, who's not even a vice captain, there pointing to the players and telling them what they've got to do and G'ing them up, which is incredible to see. And I think Omar's mentioned it as well in videos in the past where we've seen things in the training pitch. You know, him, he's a bit of a laugh. He likes having a joke and he's got a bit of banter with the other players. And, you know, you can see the players really warming towards him. He's a very kind of positive guy. You know, he's very confident in himself, in his ability. And just to have him at the moment, have his presence on the field, maybe he's not scoring 30-yard goals and little tricks and flicks, but I tell you what, I'd rather have him on the pitch at the moment because he's a winner and he knows how to win and he'll do whatever he needs to do to win these games. But and it matters.
That's exactly what I mean, Joe. Right? In terms of, it's not going to probably see him in best light for the rest of the season. And it's well known that he wants to get that Premier League move at some point. And as I say, the fact that he wants to roll up his sleeves, help the team, he's doing that in the huddle. And we're kind of seeing that other side to him now, that the character, that the hard work inside to him. As I say, the way we're going to be playing isn't going to be seeing him maybe get loads of assists, being technically brilliant, scoring goals, that sort of thing. Mm. But for us and the team and, more importantly, the club, he's going to be helping us just from his character.
And also, guys, I've seen a real sort of team player attitude from him. You know, during the good times of Ian Fleming, when he's scoring goals and doing brilliantly and celebrating effort, you can see he's playing not for himself, but he's proven he's obviously become like a one-man team. I think this season, particularly under Harris, you can see him, he doesn't care about what he's doing. It's about the team. Even when Tanganga scores that goal, and they all go right off to celebrate. If you look at the replay, he runs up to the Colbro Lane end and he's like that, cheering to the fans, and then goes and joins with the players. You know, and there's a period of time when we're all questioning his desire to want to play for us. Everyone's questioning his motivations. Oh, is he pissed off because he didn't get the Burnley move? And you know what? There might have been a bit of that in him. I mean, we're all human. I think if we're in a situation and we had a chance playing for a Premier League team, I think we'll be a little bit gutted. But one thing I've seen in him these last four games of the Harris, he's got that fight. You know, he's got that determination. He wants to stay up. He's got to do everything his power to stay up. And I think he's kind of fallen back in love with Millwall again. It's so good to see.
And not to completely stereotype him. Obviously, he's a technical player, Dutch, etc. It would be very easy for him to go, fuck this, I don't want this scrap. I don't want to play this style.
Yeah, do a bit of the Canio.
Yeah. Be like, well, look, I'm not asked, like, whatever. Yeah. I might leave him. Do you know what I mean? It could have been easy for him to do that. So, yeah, credit where credit's due.
And with his contract, 1 year left this summer, it's important. Yeah, does he or don't he sign this summer for us? Because, yeah, if he doesn't sign this summer, as sad as I wouldn't want to see him leave, but I guess we're going to have to put him up on the shop window and try and sell him to get some money out of him. But I think with Harris being in charge and Fleming kind of warming to what Harris is about, we might have a really good chance of him signing that extension. But obviously, it all depends on what we do in the summer transfer window. Can we build on this now and go at it for next season? But that's I'm sure it's for another show.
For another day, right? That's it. Yeah. See, and if you do see this, I didn't doubt you, by the way, when all these other ones did in the end. And there's proof of it. I was taken on even the live stream at one point. I was taken all on. I'm allowed to be a little bit smug about that. Like, it's true. His form dips. The whole team dips. But he got the fair brunt of it, it's fair to say. And he's bought into it. He really has. And yeah, I mean, like I said on Sunday, it gives me that hope. It is purely hope, isn't it?
It's back, and that's
it is.
But the difference is, we're looking forward to this game. We're not fearing this game. You know, us as fans. You know, if it's under Joe Edwards and we're losing every week, we'll be dreading this game, especially against Leeds. Who, you know, we will never want to lose to Leeds, especially in the state we were in back then. But now we're kind of going there. I'm not saying we're optimistic, but we're certainly, you know, not fearing it. And we know that there could be an upset on the cards. And how great would that be?
I think I said to Ben last week, just as long as they turn up, I've moved that kind of goalpost now, as long as the effort's there. Especially Leeds away. Like, I said to Ben last week at Blackburn, I was like, just turn up. When I mean turn up, play on the front foot, I was like, oh, I've got to shift this expectation now. It's just be there, Bill. At least be there and look like they fucking care. And they do. They care. And I think...
And that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. On Sunday, you know, even if we like lost on Sunday and we got convincingly beaten by a better team that's going to move the ball quicker than us, I'll tell you what, this game plays out 100 times. They move it quicker than us. They beat us. They get behind us because we're going to try and not be deep, but they'll still find a way to get past us because they're a good side. They've, what, like I said, I think 11 wins, one draw in 2024. Likelihood is we lose on Sunday, but you know, if that as long as that desire is there, isn't it, Joe? That's it, isn't it? That's the important part, really.
Yeah, I mean, that if we do lose on Sunday, that'd be what, 10 points we've gained from 15 points available. I mean, that's still not a bad return, you know. And we could almost afford to lose to Leeds. I think, you know what, fuck it, you know, on to the next one. There's still a lot more games to play for, and I think we're only perhaps two or three wins away from safety. So, yeah,
the playoffs, then, mate.
Well, I tell you what, yeah, if we keep winning our games the way we are, mate, we're being with a chance, I tell you.
We can finish on 70 points from if we win our next nine games, boys. 70 points, I don't know if that's going to cut it, but I think that's what it is. I'm sorry to interrupt there, but I think 43 points, 37 games, and you look at the table, it's probably going to be 49 or 50 points to get you there. Mm. And I think the Leeds game falls at a good time because I mentioned, obviously, the same team playing every week. You got Leeds on Sunday. If we win, it's falling at a terrible time. But then maybe it's like they deserve the break, maybe, as well, at the same time. And it's the same team. I think Harris will be looking at it going, regardless of how we get on Sunday, hopefully we do well and we turn up and get a result. But then we've got a chance of 2 weeks off, back on the training field, or give the players a few days off. And then you fast forward to them fixtures that are coming up at the end. And, you know, eight games to go after that. West Brom at home, Rotherham away over Easter. Hopefully we get one win out of that. And then you've got Huddersfield away, Leicester at home, Cardiff at home, Sunderland away, Plymouth at home, and then Swansea away last game of season. I don't want to have Swansea needing result, but I don't think that'll happen, Ben. I think we'll nick enough in them games all of a sudden. Now, I think we were talking last Tuesday, was thinking, oh, where we get, but like, if it's so funny how quickly it can change, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, look, I think our next four are difficult only because obviously Leeds in great form, West Brom are flying as well. And the Rotherham and Huddersfield games, on paper, you'd say that great chances, but the fact they're both away from home, they're going to be tough. Huddersfield obviously fight for their lives. Rotherham are gone. But then you look after that, and I think Cardiff are going to... I know you're saying we're not going to get beat at home for the rest of the year. If we get anything out of the Leicester games, I'm just going to be happy.
Yeah.
And then but Cardiff, you'd imagine by that point, they're going to have nothing to play for. Sunderland maybe nothing to play for.
Who are also in bad form.
They've not lost. They've lost their last six games, Sunderland. They're out of sorts completely.
It's a real mixed bag of people who are fighting at the top, hanging on with us, and will have nothing to play for. So,
yeah.
I don't think it's come down to those final few games. I would say I would say Rotherham, Huddersfield, I'd take 4 points.
That should be enough, maybe, hopefully, in an ideal world. And then that could be it, maybe, if all she wrote. Who knows?
The next two, honestly, don't know, just because they are two very good sides, obviously. Massive game Sunday, West Brom after the break. So yeah, look, and I've kind of gone through every game.
But... yeah, I did ask you, to be fair.
two wins and a draw will give us safety. I think 50 points would do it. I know in previous season, everyone says 50 is a magic number. Sometimes 46 or 47 has been enough. I think this season we'll need 50 to stay up. And I think
stay on that, Joe, as well. So just jump in, mate, is the amount of teams that are between us. You've got a lot of teams that have got to win a lot of games to catch us. Or
exactly.
Now, and also, it doesn't happen, right?
And also, Ben, you think of how well QPR and Sheffield Wednesday have done the last sort of four, five, six games. You know, already QPR's bubbles burst a little bit. They've lost the last one or two, haven't they? Sheffield Wednesday have dropped points as well. And that's not going to continue forever. Yeah, they're going to go through a run of losing where we're probably going to go for a run of winning games now, you know? So, I think we'll be all right. You know, we just need to keep just doing what we're doing and just keep doing what Harris is asking to do for us, you know?
I think also what has come from the Harris thing is like, it's less about what they're going to do. It's about what we're going to do. And that goes even in the games as well. It's like, we know we've got jobs to do. We know we're going to keep it simple, defend our 18-yard box and just do that. And like, if we get one on the break and we score a goal or we, you know, when we got the ball, we could do something with it. But the defence and the players on the field know exactly where they should be on that fit team. In that field, and it's applicable to pretty much every opposition we play. It's just that's how we're going to set up, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to try and get what we can on the break or set pieces. And the set pieces have been brilliant since he's come back, hasn't it? As well, that's worth adding, isn't it?
And the players, I said, are fully on board with it. You can see, you know, the shithousery sometimes for some of our players. Like, look at what Ryan Leonard's doing to pick up that free kick at the end, you know, Saville booting the ball out. almost out of the Cobbler Lane then. And they're celebrating and they're cheering. You see their faces and they've got that real kind of camaraderie amongst themselves. You know, they're in it, you know, and they're loving it. You know, you would think the opposite. You think, Jesus, who want to be in this situation where you have to scrap for your lives? But these boys are loving it. They're thriving on it. They love to be the underdogs and they love to upset, you know, the match we're playing in at the moment. I just can't see us, you know, not staying up. You know, I really do hope we're going to put a good performance against Leeds and win it, but we don't. We've got enough games to play for. And all it is literally two wins and a draw. We'll beat Rotherham. I think we'll get probably a draw against West Brom. West Brom haven't beaten us for like 3 years, have they, I think, especially since Jed's been there. Yeah, I know, exactly. So that's going to continue. Yeah, you know,
hat-trick pending.
So, yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Super Neil Harris, lads, right? Just super, yeah. Neil Harris.
Exactly.
He's got to say it. Go on then, Ben. Give me a score prediction for Sunday, and we're going to wrap the show up. I know it's way away, but still. But it's coming. What do you reckon, Sunday?
2-1 win lines, mate. I'm going for it. Fuck it.
I'm going to go 1-0 Millwall. Fuck it.
I'm going 1-0 Millwall. You got, yeah. Did you get the Birmingham result right? You said 1-0 Birmingham, didn't you? I'm sure. Well, me? I went 2-1. Yeah, you predicted 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0 Millwall. 1-0 Millwall. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I went 2-1. But I'm going to go 1-0, 1-0 away.
I'll be honest with you, I can't see us keep a clean sheet on Sunday. I can't see us winning, but we're going to win 1-0 Sunday. All right, there you go.
can we maybe we can predict, yeah, how much possession we're going to have on Sunday?
Oh.
I'm going for 19%.
I'm going to go under 15.
Higher or lower, Omar? Higher or lower?
Oh.
Honestly, I feel sorry for the away supporters are going to go, because you know what? We're not going to have the ball at all. I mean, those went to Southampton. I went to Southampton and it was quite painful to watch at times. I remember thinking, you know, 20 minutes in, half hour, thinking, is it full time yet? You want that clock to go down. And it goes so fucking slow. You can only imagine what it must feel like for the players on that pitch. And I think Leeds have been no different. You know, if we do score in the first half, go 1-0 up, that clock's going to go so slow, you know, and we just want to push forward
well,
and get to the end.
I am going to be there, Joe. I am going to be probably 6 points deep and just be seeing Super Neil Harris for 90 minutes and hope for the best. That's all you got to do at this stage.
Yeah, exactly.
30-minute monk charge round and out.
Yeah, that's it.
We need that.
Yeah,
we need that more than ever against Leeds, I tell you. I mean, the atmosphere would be unbelievable. Could you imagine going there winning 1-0 at Ellen Road with all their money, with all their players, and they
pay for Omo, is all I say.
Oh God! I tell you what, those are going along with Omar and everyone else is going to go.
Sicky on the Monday, I'll tell you that much.
honestly, if you get a win out there, you absolutely deserve it and enjoy it, and just keep partying till Monday, Varju.
I might load the text now to my boss just for you to send it at 5 o'clock. Sunday, right? Next,
Ben, how far is it to Manchester from Leeds?
I need your couch sleep on tonight.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what you'll be saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, 45 minutes of talking goodness about me all day is, isn't it? It's the feel-good factor's back, and I'm loving it. And Ben, thank you for joining me, mate. And yeah, this is it, isn't it? The feel-good's back. We've all got smiles on our face, and it's about the middle, isn't it, mate?
So, for anyone who hasn't watched it and is just listening to the pod, we have all just been smiling. look, it's great to have that buzz back. Keep saying it. It's just... It's not pretty, but who cares? It's nice to, I don't want to say it, have our Millwall back, but it's just nice to have that Joe said, a bit of shithousery and what we're all about, right? So
that's it.
Yeah, look, long may it continue, and if we get a result Sunday, God help us all.
My cheeks are tired, I think, Joe, but yeah, thanks for joining me as well, mate. Just smiles, beaming.
Yeah, cheers, Omar. Like I said, you know, once again, we're actually looking forward to the Leeds game. We're not fearing them. You know, it's going to be a day out for the fans. Win, draw, lose, no matter what happens, we're going to get behind the players. I'm sure we will. And like I said, I've got every confidence we're going to go out there and win 1-0, you know, and do a job on them. And I'd say it'd be so fucking good.
I can't wait. If you're going Sunday, see you up there. And if you've got any predictions or any feedback about the show, and if you're new around here, be sure to subscribe, like the video, and let us know what you thought about what we said. Are we being a bit delirious? Probably. Are you going to tell me not to be? You can try, but it's not going to stop me. But cheers, chaps, and thanks for listening, everyone. See you soon.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.